Hello and welcome to episode 45 of Hacker Public Radio. Today I'm your host, DOSMan, and today we're going to talk about shell scripting. What exactly is shell scripting versus other programming languages? Basically, shell scripting is just a quick and easy way of stringing together several different commands that already do the work you need to do, but you just need to automate that. And there's a lot of different ways to use shell scripts and whatnot. There's a lot of different shells. Now, what other kind of examples might there be, or what makes us different from other programming? Something like, say, Perl would be probably a little bit better solution for a lot of things, but for whatever reason, if you already know shell scripting, there's nothing wrong with using that as opposed to Perl. Perl is a little bit more programmy. Shell scripting are shells, corn shell, born again shell, bash shell, C shell, all those. They have their own unique syntax, basic looping capability, variables, and whatnot. And so that's, they provide some basic programming functionality, for the typical Unix administrator or anyone else, per se. And so I guess we'll jump into what really is the bread and butter of shell scripting. And a lot of that is basically mostly using other commands. You're just manipulating other commands to do your bidding in an automated fashion. Other commands, mostly like the Unix utilities, like cat, sort, grep, head and tail. You're basically, let's say you need to analyze some log files automatically and send yourself a notification. Well, you just use grep. To extract out, look for certain strings, like say in your syslog, and then if there is a match found, you can use, like mailx or mail or something to automatically send yourself an email to your cell phone or whatever when there's a problem found. so of course, really what you're learning is the syntax of all these external commands that you're using for the shell script. And then just, learning how to string them together through the use of the shell. There's also a bit more complicated shell, or not shell, but Unix commands like sed and awk. I wouldn't exactly call those complicated, but there's a lot of functionality in those two commands right there that you can do. And it's kind of funny to see over and over new programming languages re-implement what these two commands had, years ago. there's a lot that you can do. You can pretty much do anything that you would normally do in Perl in a shell script, but it may not be quite as efficient because of the way that you have to interact with the commands, but sed and awk give you a lot of ability there. Like awk, typically I'll use that for extracting columns. Like say you have some output and you need to separate based on, a comma delimiter. You can use an awk with a dash f flag and then a comma and it'll separate. And then do a print and a dollar sign 3 to get the third column separated by a semicolon or colon, comma, I said. And so, you can cut up your data in certain ways. Awk, you could actually do in your entire script probably in sed, just sed, or just awk. They are very full-featured programs, but I only use a very tiny subset of their features, typically. Sed is really good for, of course, sed is the stream editor. Basically, it's just a line-at-a-time editor, and you perform functions based on a line. based on a single field per se, and so you could a lot of times I'll do like a substitution, and that's a real handy way of basically match this string and then change it to this other string. Or also another way you could use that, I use that a lot to just blank out a certain portion of a string that I don't want. So if this find this string and just remove it from my input line. Awk, again, looks at the whole document and sort of works on columns, although that's not the only thing it does, but There's a lot there. Now, also, a lot of what people probably use and what I use are third-party tools that are not, I wouldn't say classic Unix tools, but these days pretty much are, like, say, wget. I'll use that a lot to retrieve things for myself and do that in an automated fashion. Like, one script that I use that's fairly gotten to be fairly large for a radio station, it automatically checks the latest gas prices from gasbuddy.com. And what it does, it loads the front page with wget. I pull it down, and then I use sed and awk and other various utilities to carve out the names, the URLs for the image files that currently contain the current gas prices. And then I'll parse through and use wget again to download those image files individually from the site, and then I'll pipe them through ImageMagick and then GoCR, GNU OCR program, and extract the text data per se that image contains. And then at lastly, I feed that into Festival. And without before going into Festival, I actually will feed it through ECA sound, which is a command line soundboard sound program that you can change the bit rate, change quality or whatnot, or make. And the reason I do that is I make it match the same characteristics as a piece of background music, and then merge them together. And of course, you have to cut the background music off at a certain length, so you don't have, like your 45-second gas report, and then another minute of music running in the background. So you can do quite a bit with shell scripts and whatnot. And someone, it might be better to do this in Perl. It might be more efficient, possibly, but at the moment, I've gotten to be probably too good. Well, I don't want to say that I'm too good at shell scripting, but I've gotten good enough that I can do everything I want to do with it. I'm really not a programmer, but I do enjoy being able to automate things and whatnot. So there's I've gotten good enough that I can do anything that I want to do with shell scripting compared to any other type of typical scripting language like Perl or Python or something, So until I hit an even bigger project that I want to do, I not to say I don't know anything about Perl, but I have to I enjoy just being able to sit down and get results right away. And basically, I'm impatient. And since I know enough Perl to fix other people's scripts and stuff, make them do my bidding. But if I'm writing something from scratch, I just usually start with shell script. So anyway, yeah. I mean, and the other thing is, I really don't like reinventing the wheel. If there's a binary program that does what I want to do, and I just need to automate it, fine. I just use a shell script to someone else has already done the hard work of writing a program that does something like the aircrack suite, and then all I want to do is just automate it, So, all right. I guess next we'll kind of move into some places shell scripts are commonly used, that you might encounter them. Configure scripts if you build compile open source software. That's all shell scripting and custom tools. If you're a Unix admin, you're always doing something. It may not a lot of people probably are a bit more advanced in using Perl or something, but a shell script, quick and dirty, is a easy way to solve a lot of problems. There's also probably places that a shell script should and shouldn't even be used. One place be like Apache CGIs. That's pretty dangerous to use a shell script in a CGI, because if something breaks in your script, you're actually left with a real shell there. And that's one reason probably why Perl is traditionally used in that environment, although PHP's taken over that role now. But a Perl script, if it breaks and it dumps out, it's just a Perl interpreter. There's no shell there. So you can do CGIs in Shell, and I will admit that I've done that from time to time the quick and dirty way to get something done, but I would not leave that in a production environment or something. That's not a good place for a shell script for that reason. I guess that's about all I had to talk about today. Hope this was informative for someone that's not familiar per se with shell scripting, and hope you have a good day. Enjoy, and talk to you later.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.